This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. It seems like almost every month a new survey comes out saying that California has the worst traffic in the country, and at times, the world. You may think that finding a smooth commute requires moving to some out-of-the-way place like Crescent City or Taft, but communities around the state are forging ahead with new public transit projects in an effort to reduce all that gridlock. And commentator and syndicated columnist Joe Matthews thinks he's come up with the perfect project to help blaze the way. He explains to KCRW's Cherry Glazer in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
I think we need a rail service across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, right. I can hear all the preservationists screaming right now.
Well, you know, it was...
This is one of the greatest icons in the United States.
But would it soil it to have a train going across it rather than to have six lanes of cars going across it? Why is one so much scarring than the other? This is not a new idea. This goes back to the original plans for the BART system in the Bay Area. BART was supposed to go to Marin, cross the bridge to the north. Marin County wanted it. BART's engineer said it would work fine. The authority that then controlled the Golden Gate Bridge commissioned studies that raised doubts about the engineering of it and ultimately didn't happen. BART never went to Marin. So you have this in the heart of the Bay Area. You know, at the Golden Gate, we don't have this sort of fundamental connection to this day. I think it would be symbolic. And then practically, there is a lot of traffic there, and there are two things happening on either side of the bridge now that, to me, say, this is the moment. Come on, connect.
I take it what you're saying is that this is sort of the missing link that is needed to connect the city, San Francisco, to Marin, Sonoma, et cetera.
Right.
It's that one little missing piece.
That's right. There is opening later this spring is the so-called SMART train. It's the first 40-some miles of a 70-mile link. That's a lot of miles connecting sort of near the top of Sonoma County down to Marin, to Larkspur, where there's a ferry.
Right.
It's about almost 10 miles north of the bridge in Marin. So you're getting pretty close there. You've got a rail system. It's a light rail. Look very familiar to anyone who's riding the Expo Line or the Gold Line, and that's about to open. At the same time, if you go into San Francisco, you will see the massive Transbay Transit Center being constructed, $4 billion plus project. It goes over four blocks in the sort of South of Market part of the city. It's supposed to be the Grand Central of the West. Someday, it's supposed to be the terminus of high-speed rail in the north. It's going to connect the Caltrain further into the center of the city. That's the commuter rail, like sort of Metrolink-like, that goes down the peninsula. So these things are not very far apart. A lot of what's between them is the Golden Gate Bridge. Yes, it's expensive to go across the bridge. The most recent suggestion, which is almost 25 years old, puts it at $3 billion, so let's say double that. Still, the value of that connection practically and the symbolic value of saying, you know, we're serious about transit enough to put transit over rail transit over our iconic building, our iconic structure in the state, that's very powerful.
In defense of folks in Northern California, they have been investing in public transit literally for decades in the form of BART, like you said, Caltrain, Muni, you name it. You know, they're saying, hey, you folks in Southern California, get with the program. Aren't we the ones who are playing serious catch up when it comes to public transportation?
I would say that's outdated. I walked into a room in Sacramento recently and saw the head of the Bay Area Council there, and he recognized me and he said, Joe, I have L.A. envy.
You are kidding.
No, he just at what we've done on Metro, what we've done with the Measure R.
The big tax increase.
In 2008, now Measure M. It's clear that they'd like to do something like that. Their challenge in the Bay Area is they basically have nine counties, so they're very much split up. We have L.A. County is a huge, largest county in the country that allowed us to do that at scale. That's a challenge for them. I would say they've fallen behind. Under current trends, we are going to be embarrassing them in a couple decades in how much better connected and how much stronger our transit system is. So I would say to them, you know, are you going to really make you look bad? Come on. And I think for them, actually, they need to inspire regional cooperation. And across all these different counties, the notion of this link could really be the kind of the leader, the inspiration, Golden Gate Bridge train, to do what they need to do.
Commentator Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday.